Congresswoman Yvette Harrell is providing a tragic example of putting politics ahead of her constituents' welfare. There's a Delta-powered resurgence of COVID-19, particularly where vaccination rates lag. The Delta variant is more contagious and may also cause more serious infections. But Harrell and Marjorie Taylor Greene have introduced a bill that would deny federal funding to schools or universities that require people to get the COVID-19 vaccine. This could deny hundreds of millions of dollars to UNM and NMSU, which have quite sensibly imposed such rules. When I called Harrell's office to ask why, the young man who answered said, "Because it's not right to force school children into such preventive measures, when science says the students are not in much danger from COVID-19. Actually, they may be, with the Delta variant, but I asked him why would it also apply to NMSU and UNM? Their students aren't school children. He said, quote, "We're already getting out of the pandemic successfully," unquote. That was news to me. In Florida, where the governor is forbidding towns and companies to require masks or vaccines, the COVID-19 daily infection rate is higher than ever. Nationally, the death rate in less vaccinated counties is 6 times the death rate in counties with higher percentages of vaccinated people. The unvaccinated counties' death rate recently jumped from about 0.8 to 2.0 per million residents in about 3 weeks. Meanwhile, Joe Biden announced house-to-house visits to give citizens information about vaccines' safety, efficacy, and availability. Harrell wrote him complaining that this would coerce individuals to get vaccinated. Actually, public health officials and sheriffs did coerce people in 1918, saving many lives. Harrell asked Biden to identify, quote, "the constitutional and statutory authority," unquote, for the door-to-door effort. Our Constitution cites promoting the general welfare as a major purpose of forming the Union. When I asked her office to explain the assertion that we're getting out of the pandemic successfully, I was told that herd immunity is happening, although I've read that we're not reaching herd immunity yet, because vaccination rates of 50% to 70% aren't high enough. The vaccination rate is 65.1% in New Mexico, but 50% or less in several counties in CD2. A leader might promote the general welfare through vaccination, but Harrell doesn't because it's a personal choice. It is, but making that personal choice can endanger others. But, as Harrell's office explained, quote, "it's a matter of not having government overreach," unquote. Talking with Harrell's office reminded me that she and I live in very different worlds. In mine, a pandemic is killing people and requires thoughtful action by all of us, including Congress. In mine, vaccines and masks are proving safe and efficacious defense weapons. In hers, vaccination is a personal choice protected from government influence, while a pregnant woman's personal health choices are the government's business more than hers. I hope Ms. Harrell and I can have a frank, courteous conversation on radio this year.